JFM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Introducing the ID3, the next word in electric vehicles.
Now, you're very welcome back to The Last Word with me, Frank Graney, filling in for Matt Cooper on the show this evening. You can text us or WhatsApp us, as always, on 087 4100 102. Now, with schools set to hopefully reopen in September, albeit in a very different way, students may have to rely on tech once again for some element of home learning. If you're thinking of investing in some gadgets to help make this school year a bit easier, we have lots of recommendations. Tech journalist Andy O'Donoghue is on the line to talk us through laptops, tablets and some other gadgets to help make the return to school as smooth as possible. And we might start with laptops, Andy, if that's okay with you. MacBook Air, probably the most desirable of laptops for students, but it comes at a price, doesn't it?
It does, Frank. And, you know, it's the computer really that most students do want, not just because it has, you know, the kudos of that big shiny Apple badge, but also because it is an incredibly good laptop and incredibly portable. And that's why people love them. They start at 1229, so €1,229. Now, the situation has improved over the last year because as standard, that now comes with a 256 gigabit disk and 8 gigabits of RAM. An extra €300 will buy you the half a terabyte, 500 gigs. But you know, Frank, for most students, 256 gigs, the 1229 model, is ample. And, you know, as I said, incredibly portable, this beautiful Retina display, but it has Touch ID, it has this lovely new keyboard, recycled aluminium, and the battery life is spectacular, really. If you're even for wireless internet browsing, you know, you'll get a full day's study or movies or a bit of both if you're having an average school day.
Has Apple sorted out issues that it had in the past with the keyboard? Now, full disclosure, I do have a MacBook Air. I've never had any issue with the keyboard, but apparently there have been issues in the past. Have they rectified them, do you reckon?
They have. And it's a great question because, like you, I'm a Mac user, and I, thanks to spilling coffee all over my 2012 MacBook, had to buy a new one at the beginning of lockdown. And typing is once again a joy. And it was this whole thing. There's a scissor or a butterfly keyboard, and Apple just have perfected this new keyboard. And you type, it's almost silky smooth, the new keyboards on the new Mac. So they absolutely have fixed it, Frank.
Yeah, and one of the features as well, all day battery life, and I would use it, and I've no doubt that you do as well, extensively throughout the day. It does seem to hold its charge.
It does, and that's even with wireless browsing, which is heavy enough on the battery, and also video conferencing if you're using FaceTime or Skype or Teams for school or college. So yeah, you know, all day battery life is increasingly important. Perhaps not as much. People used to use them on the commute, but now, you know, there's a good chance that you could have a long day's study, and then you want to watch a film in your room in the evening. So it's a good battery life, and no matter what laptop you buy, is important.
Okay, obviously that high price tag, but there are some Chromebooks out there that do represent maybe a little bit more value.
And you know, the Chromebook is often forgotten about, and yet they're fantastic computers. And these are the Google sort of ecosystem laptops. And I mean, they start at something like €270. You can buy a decent Chromebook. Now, if you want a good one for college, you'll need to buy something better. But there's a lovely 15-inch Chromebook from HP, €600, but it comes with 128 gigs and has an Intel Core i3. So it's a good laptop. What's really interesting is that any Chromebook that's come out since 2017, you can now run and install Android apps. And that's a huge advantage. So that's like having the flexibility and versatility of a smartphone on this huge, powerful screen. So a Chromebook is well worth a look, Frank.
Okay. Before we move on to tablets, is there anything else that would be worth taking a look at?
The Microsoft Surface range just generally has become so good, superb computers. Again, you know, they fall into that sort of premium pricing that Apple have. The Surface Laptop 3, which is $1,049, and that's available in 13-inch and 15-inches. That's an excellent computer. And I would have to give a special mention to the Huawei MateBook X Pro, which Core i5. It has all the features and body of a MacBook Pro, but without the price. So that's also worth a good look.
Okay, let's move on then. More and more people buying tablets. I'm based down in the courts, and I would take my note and do an awful lot of work on the tablet. I find it an absolute breeze to use if you get a good keyboard to go with it. And you might walk us through some options. Is the iPad king, or what about the options from Samsung then, the Galaxy range?
And perhaps the you know, the iPad in a sense remains king because it's evolved faster than the than others have. But the Samsung Galaxy S4 actually, I think, is it's the best Android tablet that I've used ever, probably. Okay. And that's a 10.5-inch screen, Dolby sound. It has an exceptional screen, and something that you don't get on tablets, it has brilliant speakers, and it has this quad speaker layout that's tuned by AKG, the microphone people. But you get the S Pen included, so you can make notes. And speaking of battery life, 16 hours on the Galaxy S4, so it's fantastic. I think they're about 600, just over 600 euros now, but exceptional. And if you don't have that kind of budget, the Samsung Tab, the 10-inch, the Samsung Tab A is also worth a look. For people who are looking at an iPad, and many schools, you know, use iPads sort of as a de facto tablet because of the curriculum that's supplied for iOS, standard iPad is €399. Schools buy them a little bit cheaper with the student discount. But that's that iPad is now bigger than it used to be. So it's now 10.2 inches and it comes with Apple's A10 chip and 32 gigs as standard. So again, perfect for classroom. But also the thing about the iPad is it's also perfect for the sofa in the evening. One thing I would say, Frank, is that if you have younger children who are just, you know, reading or need to do a little bit of web browsing, the Android Fire should not be forgotten. And they are, they start at €55 for a 7-inch version. Now, it's not Android, it's not iOS. It uses Amazon's Fire OS. But they are incredible value, and you get that whole Amazon ecosystem. So you have your movies, you can web browse, and you also have access to Kindle. So for the money, I think if you have younger children, early teenagers even in the house, it's great to have a Fire around.
Can I just ask you quickly then, before we move on to gadgets, they're always the fun bit. What would you say, aside from price, obviously, would be the most important feature to look at when somebody's looking to buy either a laptop or a tablet for educational purposes?
And it's a great question, and it depends on what you're doing. So if you are pursuing something along the lines of your interest in the creative arts, you're going to want to use Adobe Photoshop. If you're looking at a career in media, you're going to want to use iMovie or video editing. So you need to buy a laptop that has enough welly, essentially, to get you through those tasks. So if you're buying something that you need to run graphics and heavy duty audio on, you're going to need an Intel i5 or i7 and, you know, 16 gigabits of RAM. Whereas if you're doing a lot of reading and a lot of Word document creation, you know, and good old fashioned study, then you don't need such a fancy processor, but maybe you need a bigger and brighter screen, and that's where you spend your money. So you can weigh that up.
That's really good advice. Tell us, what is the Solgard Life Pack, and do people need one going back to school or college or whatever it is?
Well, you know, it's funny because I think this year, so the gadgets people are buying for school this year are changing, and, you know, sterilization becomes a thing, you know, little wands, keyboard covers for a tenner that can easily be wiped down and cleaned when you get home. All of them are becoming important. And there's a lovely bag, and you know, this is, believe it or not, bags are now trendy. And so you can buy this Life Pack, it's called, and it's got built-in USB charging for a number of devices, but it also has a solar panel on the back. So if you're cycling into school or college or work, for €150, you can power up the battery and charge your phone or even your laptop all day. And you're seeing more and more like this. Some of them, believe it or not, Frank, even have built-in Wi-Fi hotspots. And so the Solgard Life Pack at €150 sounds expensive, but it's a really clever gadget.
Okay, look, we've got loads more that I want to ask you about, but we've run out of time. But before we go, I do want to ask you about the smart lunch box. Tell us a little bit about this before we finish up.
And so people are going to have to, you know, we're getting conscious of lunchboxes and bringing our own stuff into work and school or college, bringing them home. There's a lunchbox called Prepped, And so it not only it tries to help you achieve your food goals, but it also helps you track nutrition. And they even have a hashtag sad desk lunch. And so it's created out of this modular system that allows you to configure your lunchbox for different types of meals. But inevitably, there's a iOS and Android app where you can record your meals and it monitors your nutrition. It sounds a little bit silly. You know what? I think it's a lot of fun. And perhaps in these days, as we look at obesity crisis around the world, this kind of stuff is a good idea.
It certainly is. It sounds like it does everything apart from cook the lunch itself. We'll have to leave it there. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for all of that very sound tech advice.
Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Introducing the ID3, the next word in electric vehicles.